Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and Eliordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
Eliordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined on the podcast by Columbus stand-up comic, improviser, sketch comedian with hot people near you and artificial idiocy, Caitlin Nanoski.
Hello, nice to be here.
Thanks for coming
on the show. Thank you for coming.
We appreciate you coming all the way up north.
Yeah, well, he didn't tell me you were coming from Columbus. I can't believe you did that. You have a show tonight or something?
I do, yes.
Good. I think we've only gotten somebody, well, that's not true, but we've gotten somebody to come out of town before, but Shear was like, had to bring them in. Mm. Oh, he was from Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's funny.
I met Zach.
Zach, thank you.
through Caitlin.
Oh, okay, nope, right nope. on. Yeah, no, he was a lot of fun. Like that, I want to bring him back for a full episode because he was just part of like a three-part thing we did that was... Good.
So, Caitlin, why do you hate Jennifer Lopez?
Oh my God. Where to begin? She is constantly getting in and out of relationships and making it everybody else's problem. She continually relaunches and tries to relaunch different projects. She had a movie about her love story that absolutely bombed. The relationship fell apart.
Which guy?
Ben Affleck.
They were going to do a movie about that?
They did a movie about it.
Wait, like...
This came out like maybe a year or two ago.
What?
Right? A terrible idea.
Why? Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
She was like... I think she like wrote and produced it or something. Of course. She's the most self-indulgent person.
Because she wrote all those songs, right?
Yes, of course. And she, I remember one of the sound bites from like Us Weekly or something was like, our love story needs to be told. And apparently Ben tried to talk her out of it and was like, babe, no one gives a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like Ben, I mean, who the fuck knows? He is friends with Harvey Weinstein probably, but still like Ben seems like a genuine person. Like he really doesn't seem fake at all is I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So why he went with her twice, because we were talking about it briefly before you got here, makes no sense to me. And that's on him. Like, that's on you, brother. You know, like, you made that mistake twice.
She is a very annoying side character in the bromance that I want between him and Matt Damon. And she keeps butting in and I'm not interested. Also cash grabs.
He's gonna Tom Ripley J-Lo?
One could hope.
Oh, that would be awesome. Dude, they need to make that movie, but make it for real, you know?
Yes. Yes. The This Is Me Now, a love story.
Did she play herself? I mean, what?
Yes.
They played themselves.
Like, she was, I believe, like the lead and also producer and writer.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay.
Listen, I do comedy. I do live comedy. I am fully aware of how self-indulgent I can be. I have never had a studio back my fantasy.
That's, well, we do right now. You're in ours. But but that's about as far as ours goes.
No kidding.
She's always sucked. Like, did she play Selena in that movie? She did play Selena, right?
Yes, she did.
I like that movie. Mm-hmm. That was a good movie. But that's it. That's where I draw the line.
Broken clocks can act well twice a decade. Okay, I don't know what the saying is.
What was the really weird one she was in? Like
the Cell.
The Cell. Mm-hmm. That movie's cool. I'm not saying it's good, but it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She had Jenny from the Block. She could have just coasted. She does a cash grab skincare. J-Lo glow. It like crashed.
Why wouldn't you just call it J-Glo?
Right.
Like,
this is what I'm talking about.
Like, like if you're gonna and that's how you know she's surrounded by yes men, because fucking nobody was like, look, this will do better. And she, because
it's poppier, it's snappier, it's whatever.
Because I listened to a podcast, like Sheer used to listen to it too, where the one guy worked in the music industry for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it's Sony, which I believe is her
yes.
record label.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, of all the people, she is the most insufferable out of all of them. He's like, she walks in a room and she expects everybody, like she's fucking Adolf Hitler or something. Like, she just expects people to like stand up and praise
stand
her.
Stand at attention.
Yeah,
yes.
Fuck her.
No,
yeah.
I am not a J-Lo. what's
Latina
the saying?
Hitler.
What's the saying that, like, oh my gosh, that if there's no J-Lo haters left, I'm dead? Like, that's it's such a thing that even, like, the whole reason I thought of bringing this as the topic up was because I was traveling with my partner, and at one point she came on promoting some dumb, like, Nutrivitamin or something, and mm-hmm. I went off on a rant. My partner just goes, hey, do we need to hit the be nice to Jennifer Lopez stick, and hands me his vape?
If that's what it takes, there is an endorsement of medical marijuana.
I need to be seduced. No, whatever. Yes.
That, and you know what? She's so self-indulgent, like she would open a dildo company, and that's what she'd call it. The be nice to Jennifer
Lopez
stick.
Would you too like to be fucked by Jenny on the Block?
If you're not worried about not getting your time back from all those movies, you can go fuck yourself. Literally.
That after J-Lo O glow.
Jenny with a cock.
Jenny with a cock.
I have no doubt that she is indulged in that behavior, as she was also in a relationship with P. Diddy when he allegedly.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was that was covered in the documentary. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Shout out 50 Cent.
I love her perfume. She had Jennifer Lopez, where it was just called Jennifer Lopez, and then the second iteration was still Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine being like, how I smell is so good. That I don't need to brand it at all.
Mm.
I
like that. Like this reaches beyond Gwyneth Paltrow annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is far beyond that. Like, at least she keeps her her niche to herself, to the dumb motherfuckers that want to buy that mm-hmm. shit. By mm-hmm. all means, mm-hmm.
I don't walk into Sephora and see a Goop Yoni egg. I do see Glow by Jennifer Lopez.
Now, Gwyneth may want it the other way around, but I think she knows her lane,
mm-hmm.
and that's good, you know? And that's good, because she's weird as fuck as it is. But, like, J-Lo, that's like a whole, like, that, like, that's beyond ego.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know.
Just reminds me of Ghostbusters. Are you a god? J-Lo would be like, yes,
yes,
queen.
Yes, I am. Thank you for noticing.
Thank you.
I have you seen the film Hustlers, where it's about the strippers during the recession that like hustle these men on Wall Street?
No.
Take their money.
No.
Oh, it's very good. Keke Palmer is in it and she's hysterical. That movie was so good and so funny, it almost beat out the fact that Jennifer Lopez plays the protagonist. I had to go in and buckle up. I was like, I'm going to be mad. Let it ruin the movie.
Is she like the camera follows her the entire movie protagonist, or just like the most screen time protagonist?
Technically she's not, but she's like the second protagonist, because okay. it's told from the perspective.
Oh, I bet she didn't like that.
Oh, no.
Oh, she didn't like that at
no,
all.
No, but she has an indulgent, it almost lasts an entire song, stripper scene.
Oh.
That is like to show that she's like the queen bee of the strip club, but you're like, we could have done that narratively in like 15
seconds.
So it's main
character syndrome without being the main character.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And that runs
okay.
so deep.
Yeah, it really, really does, doesn't it? I mean, like, because we were talking about it before, like Jersey Girl, like mm-hmm. that is, I mean, that's among, and it's now, it used to be Kevin Smith's worst movie. It's now among his worst movies. But my redeeming quality for that is that George Carlin is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
yes.
like that, absolutely getting to see him in that. But like, she's at the beginning, and then it's like, hey, Yeah, no, Sheer. He was with J-Lo. That's where he met Jennifer Connelly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's who he was, Jennifer Connelly, right? Not the other. Yeah, Jennifer Connelly. Like, that's what it was. They met on that movie. So I bet she hates her. Oh, she probably don't like her.
I need, what's that website, Does the Dog Die? But I need it for timestamps when J-Lo's in a movie. Like, I would like a trigger warning. I can watch this movie starting at 8 minutes and 53 seconds because she's no longer on screen.
Yeah, like Jersey Girl, you can watch after the first 15 minutes. Perfect. She's done.
I'll put it back on my watch list. No.
You better be careful with how you say J-Lo's on your watch list.
You know what? That's a very good...
I'm not saying I wouldn't back you. I'm just saying, you know?
Oh, yes. No.
The Jersey Girl thing always weirded me out. Because I remember a story of them meeting on that, and then that's when they made Jiggly, like, right after they rapped on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong.
Wasn't that the movie that was like the demise of their relationship? Because like that was like the first one, like the one of the first big movies they were doing together, and it flopped.
It was so
really
bad.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was like the demise of their relationship. And then he got with what's her name,
Jennifer Connelly, or
I keep saying that Jennifer. Like, I think it's Jennifer.
We're talking about Ben Affleck. I think it's Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner, yeah. No, yes. Connelly is from Say Anything. Yes, Jennifer Garner. That's where mm-hmm. they met. And then...
Miss 13 going on 30 now sells baby food. Love it. I'm backing that, Jennifer.
Is it?
Is it like all natural baby food? Mm-hmm. Or is it, okay.
Yeah, it's called like Once Upon a Farm, I think. Someone is going to think that this is a psyop of me getting paid by Jennifer Garner to shit on Jennifer Lopez.
Well, I hope you collect if that's actually true.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it for free, but I'll take the money too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like she ain't got it.
I do think it's cute that they didn't even have to change the couple name. They still got to be Bennifer. It was just Bennifer 2.
Well, that probably pissed her off too.
Oh, absolutely.
But she probably no-sold it, like, the whole time, but in her head, she's just like, this fucking bitch.
No.
Where's she supposedly from? Brooklyn?
Bronx, I think.
Bronx? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is where the block is.
Oh. Okay.
If we take the song to be autobiographical, which I have been told, then yes, she's from the Bronx. I guess we do have to thank her for Google Images. Google image search exists because of her.
How did that work?
Because she wore, maybe it had been like the 2003 Grammys or something. It was early aughts Grammys. She had that Versace green jungle dress that was like so deep cut and so low back that enough people went on Google trying to find a picture of it that Google then added the images page where you could search for pictures.
Huh.
She's the reason that exists. And that's the one that I give you, Jennifer.
Yeah, I was actually telling Chris this earlier. I give credit where credit is due, and that is absolutely like, hey, props to your fucking weird dress or whatever. And the person who designed it mostly. So really not you. You just
Versace.
You just wore it. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, she has continued to work with Versace throughout her career.
Oh, good mm-hmm. for her and everybody else. Apparently. That's wonderful.
A lot of those cash grab businesses.
When did all celebrities become fucking grifters? Like, when did that fucking happen?
Remember when
dude?
Celebrities, it used to be embarrassing to do a commercial?
Yeah.
That you would
yeah.
just be like, oh, this is, oh, he's dropped off.
Yeah, they would.
Dennis Quaid is like selling gold or something. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a big like right wing boomer thing right mm-hmm. now. Which is funny, which is really funny because like, the reason gold is up is because the people in power want it. Why would you sell it back to them now? Fuck them. Fuck them.
Yep.
Fuck them. Do not give them your gold. Keep it.
Keep your...
Make them come for it.
Never felt more like a...
In more
like
ways
a
than one.
Character. I'm like, keep your gold. Hoard your gold.
Turn it into a ring. Like, don't... Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't... You learn how to forge. That's what...
Are you wearing your gold or are you just keeping it in a pile? Should wear your gold.
No, swallow your gold. You know what? Repeatedly. Gold. Let it come out and then swallow it again. They can't get it from you. Until you just have like a nugget of fucking gold in your stomach.
I stopped buying gold and started buying GPUs and graphics cards.
Is that NFTs?
No. No, it's actual computer equipment that's...
I was like...
Hard to get.
I was like, you're way smarter than to get involved in crypto, dude.
No.
No.
I just, start investing in things that people need a lot of. So, I'm like, oh, oil, yes.
Hey, he said it this time, not me.
No, that is... It's the cost of, computer hardware has gone up.
It's crazy. Yeah, I just saw, I just saw that two gigs of RAM, is that the right way to say it? It was, $700 or something like that. And I was like, there's no way!
The data centers.
And it's all because of the data center. Mm-hmm. Everything is... Dude, they're now imposing water fucking...
water rations?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're in Alaska... Alaska, where there's fucking snow and glaciers everywhere. They're doing it in Alaska, Florida.
And with
I've
lowest population per.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And apparently, because of all the data centers in Florida, they have a massive shortage of drought of water right now. And apparently, Floridian experts, whatever the fuck that means.
It's just some guy
smoking meth. Yeah, like trying to tell you the weather or something. Apparently, they are praying for 7 to 8 hurricanes this year. They want so they can get their water back.
What the?
Yeah, it's going worse, faster. It
is. This is the end times.
It is. And we're doing podcast episodes. Hi, everybody.
When is Jennifer Lopez going to launch her own data center?
By Jennifer Lopez.
Paul, you might have to blank this one out, but that's the one I'm going to blow up for sure. That's the one. So if there's plans for that.
The preceding statement.
This is for entertainment and educational purposes only or whatever.
Yes. Here's some education. Jordan does not have the gumption to blow anything up.
That's not true. I've blown up in size myself.
Well, I didn't say inflate. I said blown up. Which...
I like that you chalked it up to weakness of character.
Uh-huh.
You're like, he doesn't have it in
look,
him.
Look, that... Hey, whatever. He's
whatever
the one,
goes on record.
Hey, he's the one who knows the lawyers. So,
there we go.
That's
there
why...
There we go.
That's why when he does do that to me, I just let it happen. Because there's reasons he says what he says. Sorry, Sheer.
Speaking of just letting it happen, the Diddy relationship ended quite publicly after somebody got shot at a party that Diddy overbooked.
Wasn't the gun in her purse or something?
Yeah. It was, it's pretty insane.
Well, scene of the crime.
Yeah, no,
Jenny.
Jenny needs to go into cell block C or J or I don't really care which one, but she's a criminal.
South block.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much when she was made, is when they covered that up.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious from that point that she was going to be somebody because it wasn't Diddy that they were concerned about. It was her.
That is true.
I love that the wedding planner, it's billed that Jennifer was like, I want to be seen as an every girl. And you're like, how high on your own farts do you have to be that you're like, I could be just like you. I know that you don't see me that way, but I can act. I have range.
Yeah. In white America, a whole bunch of people were going to fucking... But they did, though. People went and saw that fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that just goes to show, again, how stupid the general public fucking is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, she did another movie where...
Enough was bad, but really good. Like, I like the message behind that. She's defending herself against, an abusive dude.
Yeah.
But she's still a bitch, though, in real life. So,
That's the other one. Made in Manhattan, where she was a single mother from the Bronx and a maid.
And a maid, yeah. And then she ends up getting, I'm sure she falls in love with some rich dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jennifer.
Yeah. There's another one that she did.
There's Jersey Girl.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
She
married
Monster
Latino Steve Buscemi. That's Mark Anthony.
Latino Steve. Wow. That may be the harshest thing I've heard in this show.
Oh,
Mark Anthony is. I don't think they have the same face at all.
Mm.
I'm going to have to bring it up side by side.
Okay. Enhance.
Yeah.
let's really analyze this here.
Yeah. All right.
And that's not a knock. I think young Steve Buscemi was a very handsome guy.
I could see what you're saying.
Buscemi? Yeah.
All right. So
Not Fargo Buscemi.
No.
He's too scummy in that movie.
I'll be friends. I could be friends with Fargo Buscemi.
All right.
It's a great movie.
So here we have Steve Buscemi. This is the youngest picture of him.
Love that movie. Fuck Tarantino, but I love that movie.
And here we have Mark Anthony.
With the facial hair, I think it...
I can see mm-hmm. where... They have a similar facial structure mm-hmm. as well. Like mm-hmm. that jaw, like that angled jaw and shit. Look up your own pictures at home. I'm here to do it for you.
Follow along at home.
Yeah.
Google Image, thanks to Jennifer Lopez, has allowed me to...
Wow, we've really come full circle.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we're going to have a conspiracy theory that these two are the same motherfucker.
Did you see it with, oh my gosh, Jim Carrey, how that went off the rails?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
It used to be like 10 years ago, you would just be like, oh, that's obviously very bad plastic surgery. And now everybody's so conspiracy brained. They're like, it's a clone. It's every person.
I don't know. Something, I mean, I will say this, his demeanor was very different than it mm-hmm. has been the last couple years. That was fucking weird. And his eyes were a different color. That is very weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that does happen. And mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, plastic surgery, that Hollywood's vain, dude.
Yeah.
Shit fucks you up. And on top of that, they fucking eat kids too. So like, whatever.
What could, yeah.
Like, what is anything going to surprise you? Like, that's why I'm just like, I just take everything. I'm like, yeah, I guess it could be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll see. There'll be some AI slop mm-hmm. that comes out that I'll immediately, that's what really scares me is for me, it's easy, the discerning eye,
yes.
where I'm just like, oh, that's fake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like, but the overwhelming amount of people, I'm just like, this is the... I think it got bad way faster than anybody anticipated it was going to.
Even today, there's a friend I have, we're the same age, that he will message me. He's like, oh, this video is so sweet. And I keep having to be like, baby, it's AI.
Yeah, yeah.
It's AI. Like, and he's like, well, there goes my serotonin. I was like, I won't like or share anything that you
yeah,
give.
No, like,
it's very
and I
clearly
tell people,
AI.
I tell people all the time that, like, send me AI shit. I'm like, dude, I don't like this. Like, nothing about this. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and if you're using ChatGPT, they are literally signed up with the fucking military. Like, are mm-hmm. you for surveillance? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, and the thing is like, there are people in this climate right now that once we get to the other side of this, whatever that looks like,
mm-hmm.
I will never look at you the same. I will never have the same love
mm-hmm.
and respect. I'll have love for you. I won't have the same respect for you
yes.
because like, just like the people that choose to be blind to shit is just, I can't pretend like the world just has to keep spinning. Fuck that.
No,
Fuck that.
There's like comedians that are like producing shows or festivals or whatever. If I see an AI flyer, I'm not submitting.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Because I don't trust that you're going to put in the effort to make like a really good product. Also, I don't want my personal like image
right.
fed into that.
No,
right.
Not at all. Not at all.
It's real disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, the one time I shared something that was made with AI, it's like, oh, it made me like Miyazaki. This is cool for 5 minutes, so it can go on the disappearing socials.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I am tired of it. I think AI is the end game to try to get rid of the creative class. Because
oh, yeah.
if everybody can create their own content,
mm-hmm.
and Hollywood has pushed nostalgia trips as the number one source of revenue. So now you can make your own nostalgia trip at home. What need is there for the creative class? And thus, all the comedians that make fun of the people in power will be out of work because you can just chat GPT your own set.
Yep. And it's so... so many times I see like a AI tech bro share something, and it's so clear to me that they fundamentally do not understand the creative process, because yeah. they'll be like, Hollywood is going to be dead. Look at this like Transformers image I made with three prompts and only 20
minutes.
Do you
know who those guys were in high school? They were fucking dorks. Not nerds. They were fucking dorks.
Yes.
They don't understand people
mm-hmm.
at all. They, mm-hmm. they literally do not understand people. They understand numbers. So they don't understand people. They don't understand creativity.
Yes.
It's that fucking simple. They are bad fucking people. And the thing is they got fucking bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And now they get to be the bullies. And don't think that they don't see it that way.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
absolutely.
Big payback scheme for a lot of those fucking dudes.
Oh, absolutely.
Musk being like number one on the list.
Well, there's enough hate in my heart for J-Lo and Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I'm a multi-hyphenate. I can hate many people.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why my favorite meme that went around from like 2 years ago, yeah, like 2 years ago, was that picture of him from college where he, like, you can tell he's balding.
Yes.
And somebody, like, in, like, German font wrote hair plugs, and I was, like, H-E-R-R, and I was just like, that is the greatest, because he's just a fucking little South African Nazi loser
mm-hmm.
that nobody likes. Not even the other rich pedophiles want to hang out with you, dude.
Yes.
Like, that is indicative of like fuck this guy. Like they mean girls him.
Yeah.
Like they Regina George'd him, and it like it was that's pretty funny to me, actually, I gotta say. Credit
yeah.
where credit's due.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Like, oh no, we can't not
but,
this
like,
guy.
You're being bullied on all fronts, dude.
Yeah, like nobody likes you. Your dad doesn't even like you, dude.
You're richer than God. Just fuck off.
Yeah, like go move to Antarctica with the aliens and just fuck off.
Yeah.
Man.
No. Just stop messing up the world. I don't know, make a compound. Whatever. Just
yeah, start a cult.
Just
like,
get away.
Just get, do it elsewhere.
Where?
Like, fucking. I mean, I had a joke for a while. I was just like, I never wanted to tell somebody to go back to Africa, but like, now I can. And
why would you send him back to South Africa? They have enough problems.
This is very true.
That's where the problem started, so they can fucking keep it there. We don't need his bullshit.
I just, with how much he's already interfered in the States, I can't imagine. He'll bring back apartheid. He has the money.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's got
that's
more money than God.
That's a level of wealth that you're like, hey, can you institutional racism again?
That's like
that's a,
that's beyond
so
fuck
much
you.
Money.
Yeah, that's beyond fuck you money. That's fuck everybody money.
Fuck everybody money.
That's fuck that's a new thing. Fuck everybody money.
I swear to God, every time we talked, because he stopped talking about it because the science isn't matching, but he was like, we're going to go to Mars. We're going to go to Mars. And I was like, oh, you want to go on a planet where you can make everybody be your friend? We're going to start over and everybody's going to be nice to me and it's going to be special and good.
The thing is like, you know, they're supposedly sending that girl, that woman to Mars.
Yes.
But like, nah, send him. Like, he's the, like, what?
You
look,
want it so damn bad?
Exactly. Like, be the guinea pig, dude. Like, if you believe in it that bad, you go. And
mm-hmm.
and guess what? That's the beauty of that is if he goes, he can't ever fucking come back.
I have a better solution.
Oh.
Send Jennifer Lopez to Mars. Now, they'll make a huge deal of it, saying it's a very empowering thing for women.
Ooh, and her claim to fame will be, it's bigger than Katy Perry going to space.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how
actually,
you talk her into it.
Yeah,
the pitch. That's the pitch.
Yeah.
We all remember how everybody loved Katy Perry holding up that daisy. Imagine if. Imagine if. And imagine, you're floating in the shuttle and you can sell cream for $55, Glow by J-Lo.
You can like shoot it back at Earth. You know what I mean? Like a t-shirt gun.
Do you want to shine like the reflection of the sun? Now you can. Glow by J-Lo.
Yeah, she can still do commercials on the way to Mars.
So you send her.
Okay.
What's the plan?
The plan is she does commercials on the way to Mars. Once she gets
the
to
grind never stops.
Once she gets there, she will be ancient and of no use to the actual people that are setting anything up. So she will be like,
or the aliens on Mars.
She will be an old wizened storyteller, telling the Martian crew about stories from the block and how big Ben Affleck's penis is and Diddy was innocent or whatever other nonsense she has from. She can finally tell all far away from Earth where it'll make a difference.
I love the image of a wizened Jennifer Lopez being like, and we were the most beloved celebrity couple of all time. There will never be another Bennifer.
And he's just like, I don't know. He's on like an interview on another channel. I fucking hate that woman so much.
Listen.
He's just smoking on like on Larry King or some bullshit. Just like, fuck.
He's chain smoking with one hand. He got his dunks in the other. Mm-hmm. That man is haggard.
That's what I was telling Chris earlier. I was just like, dude, the best was when he goes to open her door. And then she gets in and he just fucking just slams it shut. He's so over it. So how long did their reignition last?
Oh, goodness.
It couldn't have been that long.
No, it wasn't. Because it was like a decade in between, I think.
Yeah.
So it was like,
they only lasted like 2 years the first go around because Zhigli bombed so bad.
That's why.
According to Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia, it's Ooh, cited
verbatim.
I was going to say someone cited it, so it must be true.
Someone cited it. The second Jennifer Lopez said, turkey time, gobble, gobble, the relationship ended immediately.
And,
so
and who among us has not
so
had
my
a similar...
Life. So did my life. I hung myself from the shower curtain.
What? Oh, I... There's no way you could hang yourself from a shower curtain.
Hey,
that rod would crack immediately.
Yeah, it would have to be like industrially, like it would have to be part of the whole apparatus.
Why is this a load-bearing shower curtain? Listen,
because
I like
I'm
having
in
options.
That shower, lady.
I have options. I have an electric stove. I don't have a car in a garage. I need an exit.
A new feature for single man apartments. Load bearing shower curtains.
Load bearing shower curtains. Let's not embarrass ourselves even more.
Oh, wow.
Marketed by Jennifer Lopez.
It's J Load bearing. Oh man, somebody type that into Pornhub. J Lo bearing.
I'm not. I don't have.
Not you. I meant a listener for research. Get back to me. Hit me up at the.
I think
hate
it's
flow.
Called a call to action in the biz.
You are correct. I no longer work for a college radio station, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. Actually, one of the benefits of working for XCSB is they actually pay all the music licensing services.
Oh.
So if you do a talk show on XCSB and we're like, oh, we're doing a talk show about how much we hate Jennifer, we can play Jennifer Lopez music during the...
And just hate on her.
Yeah. But since this is on YouTube, we can't do that. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to pay for those rights. But thank you for everybody to donating to the station so we can do dumb shit like that. We appreciate it.
See, I wish, you know what I wish we could do is just like get like 5,000 subs and just move to like a separate platform like Patreon. And then I wouldn't fucking worry about it.
Yeah. Well, it's...
That's the most ideal. It's just like control your own content, and then you don't, you know. And then on top of that, like, because I fucking hate video ads. When I got to the point where I now pay for YouTube Premium. I hate giving
yes.
YouTube my money, but like the $10 a month is fucking worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't go back now.
No, and it's so funny because I will sometimes be watching videos of a small channel that I imagine a lot of people don't pay YouTube Premium for, and so many people are like, hey, man, this is a lot of ads. And the creator's like, I'm sorry, it's can't control how many ads are in it. And I like,
and
oh, my $10.
Worse.
Yes, my $10 is well spent. It's the only subscription service I have.
Yeah, I mean, well, my roommate has like every other fucking thing, so I'm like, I'm cool there. But if I just had YouTube Premium, I'd be good. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I get to control what the fuck I take in. Mm-hmm. And like, that's the one thing I really do like about it.
Yeah. This episode of The Hate Flow
brought you by YouTube.
Brought to you by YouTube Premium. They're only giving Jordan 5 cents off his monthly subscription.
Yeah, right. 4 cents.
$9.95,
yeah, four
baby.
Cents.
Going back to the original price.
Yeah, I'm not. Jordan. When was the last time you saw a price that was like $9.95? Like, that was that like a 90s and before thing exclusively? Because like now everything's 99 cents, 89 cents. Like,
yeah.
You never see that. Like, I remember when shit would be like $9.95 mm-hmm. plus shipping and handling or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
That's weird. It's another
it's
thing that went away.
It's interesting because it should be the opposite because we've gotten rid of the penny.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
things should be $19.95.
Yeah, I
you
agree.
You know what? I can hate another thing, Jerry. Yeah. I'm on a heater.
American commerce and coin.
Finally, putting my economics degree to use.
Well, if you're not going to get paid for it, at least talk about it.
Let's go. Oh, my gosh.
Where'd you go?
I went to Loyola Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I picked econ because, and I swear to God, I looked at all, I was majoring in biology pre-med. Okay. And I was like, oh, I do not want to do that. So it was like, what is my scholarship cover? And I went through the list of majors and I just
I'll
was,
do that.
I changed my major before I took a single class.
That's
which don't do that
awesome.
If you're in college, don't do that. Yeah. It's a bad idea, but yeah. And I was just like,
you know who didn't do that? J-Lo.
Mm. J-Lo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she sucks. So maybe do that. Maybe do it. I don't know.
My mother actually has a similar story. She was going to go into medicine, and then she like looked at pre-med and was like, nope,
mm-hmm.
and then pivoted into nutrition.
Yep.
So yep. Didn't
is that how you became Dr. Queer Medicine Woman?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to take it, dude. It popped in my head like 30 seconds after you started talking about it.
Now, thanks to you, me and Ryan from Record Exchange, who does music under Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, are going to have beef. Because he listens to the show. He didn't know, Ryan. I'm sorry. I'm not going to accidentally call you that if you call in again.
I feel so lucky. I'm an out-of-towner, and I'm witnessing the inception of beef. What and a treat and a privilege.
Literally, and when you go back and watch this, you can see me just... don't care.
It doesn't matter.
No. I appreciate whoever that is that listens to the show. I couldn't be more appreciative, mm-hmm. honestly. That's like legitimately coming from a
oh yeah, I forgot
not dickheaded place.
I forgot that she was engaged to A-Rod.
Oh yeah, what was that like mid to early 2010 something around there?
Oh, it was
or
like
was it later.
On so it was later. On again, off again, but it was 2017.
That seems to be a theme with her, on again, off again.
Yeah, like me with her music. I'm like, ah, oh, this isn't hitting.
Shit. There's so many better than her, though, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Aaliyah's dead. That's an, is Aaliyah dead? Yeah, Aaliyah's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was good.
She made Queen of the Damned. I don't know how I feel about her anymore after that movie.
Why?
Oh, I hated that movie.
I don't really have, like, a hard opinion on it, but that's one of the... Isn't that Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah.
Like...
Mm-hmm. Except
universe.
Stuart Townsend is Lestat instead of Tom Cruise. And
I still think Brad Pitt should have been Lestat.
Jonathan Davis does all his vocals. So it doesn't make sense to me sonically.
That's a weird for an Anne Rice novel, that is a adaptation, that is an odd choice for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it's just Stuart Townsend. He wasn't good enough to be Aragorn. What makes you think he's good enough to be Lestat?
I hate the new. I watched the first season of the new Interview with the Vampire, and I did not like it at all. It was not good. Mm. I don't know if it's still on, but
it is.
Is it? I couldn't get into it. I don't.
But back to this Lopez, man, she just likes dating terrible people.
Who else?
Well, Alex Rodriguez is a terrible person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't he get in trouble a bunch?
Yeah.
For like dick pics and shit or something along those lines?
Yeah, that's why he's no longer a respected analyst.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was already like, you know, basically thrown out of baseball for steroids and lying about it.
Yep.
And if memory serves, this scandal was right around the time he was dating her.
Yeah, she seems to be tied to a lot of that, too. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you date Jennifer Lopez, she will ruin your life.
I don't know. I think they're ruining their own lives, and she's just like, I stand by my man.
Yeah, I don't think that she is responsible for Diddy being one of the biggest pieces of shit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was already that, or becoming. Mm-hmm. He was already becoming that. I mean, what the fuck is that motherfucker got a gun in his girlfriend's purse? Like, what the, get the fuck out of here, man. And he's trying to get out of jail already. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you should be in there for life.
Yeah.
Just do your 4 years and shut up.
Right? That's such a light. Ugh.
4 years is nothing, especially when you're almost 60 fucking years old, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'll go by like that. And I'm sure some people treat him like a fucking king in there. However, did you see that thing about Harvey Weinstein the other day? He addressed the court. He got his ass kicked. And, like, he was all bloody and shit, I guess.
Oh, no.
And he was like, it's unsafe for me. And it's like everybody on the internet was like, oh, no, dang. That sucks.
Aw.
I wonder what that feels like.
Oh, when you're living your life in fear of bodily harm.
Yeah, I wonder what that feels like. That
in the public sphere.
You never did that to anybody, buddy. Did you, buddy? No. No. Fuck him.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Apparently J-Lo and A-Rod were trying to buy the Mets.
You know what? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Yeah, I get the weird vibe from both of them that they're probably into like weird biology, eugenic cloning shit. I just get that. So that's probably tied to it somehow.
Somehow.
It is. It is. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I just have a feeling on this one.
Was it A-Rod that like the steroids thing came out because his hat wasn't fitting or his helmet? Was that it?
That was Barry Bonds.
That was Barry Bonds. Okay, thank you.
Barry Bonds was that was clear head growth.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod just got wrapped up because they busted Biogenesis, which was one of the companies that was supplying TVs, and he was on a list. And then he lied about it, and he lied about it, and actually. Post-baseball career is when he started dating J-Lo. I think if it's truly on again, off again, like you said, which I believe, it's, and like looking at their...
He's invested.
Yeah, this is interesting.
No, it is.
If only we had like a whiteboard so we could plot, because I know there's so much overlap between these.
We do.
It's just over there.
Yeah, it's over there. It used to be set up, but yeah, they're... We made use of it.
We put a Hitler counter on it.
That's for every time I bring up the Nazis.
Which was a mistake.
So I think we're at three for this one right now?
I've had to make up for, so every once in a while. I mean, I only try to do them when they're just there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's there, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I like that they partnered with telehealth Hims and Hers.
Actually, he is perfect,
dude. I'm telling you. Look, he just said he busted Biogenesis like literally seconds after I said what I said,
mm-hmm.
and now they're tied to fucking psychology. It's all fucking. I'm telling you.
Well, Hims and Hers is like.
Hair. Oh wait, that's the boner stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's boner stuff and there's hair stuff.
There's boner stuff. There's hair stuff. There's now GLP-1 stuff. Like, there's a whole.
Yeah.
Whole wellness brand.
Is that Ozempic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Does hers sell besides Ozempic?
Yeah. What's their gimmick?
That's it is not targeted at me for obvious reasons.
Yes.
Unless like part of hers is like, here's a pill that makes your tits shrink. Oh, perfect.
Ladies, are you sick of binding?
Sheer can't take testosterone. He has to take de-estrogen.
De-estrogen. Hers is like hormone balance. It's all very
okay.
Like...
All right.
The science is ambiguous because supplements aren't regulated by the FDA in the same way.
So is this like off-brand HRT?
Probably, yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Fucking alpha.
But
brain,
I love
bro.
That they were like, hey, you know who has a really good experience with that? My fiance.
Really?
A-Rod.
Yeah. He the testosterone I think was a part of it. No, that's weird. It's yeah, you gotta go through a doctor for that, especially because now there's so much pseudoscience with you know, hormones can do this and this for you, and that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason that your hormones are supposed to be balanced, not like idiots like fucking Joe Rogan, you know, injecting anything they can to... Nothing's going to make you taller, dude. Literally, nothing is going to make you taller.
You have so much money.
Yeah, like...
You have enough money
that it's
offset.
He's got like half a billion fucking dollars. Like, don't you... What... Just shut the fuck up and retire. Like, do you
the
like
nerd,
your voice
the number
that much?
Nerd part of my brain wants to plot that. Like, I want to collect data. You're like, how much money equals how many inches of a man's height?
You're worth this reached, many in inches.
You've reached equilibrium in the dating pool. So you're like, bad news, you're 5'7". Good news, you only have to be making $750,000 a year, and it evens out.
Like, I saw a picture of him and Cash Patel, and like Cash Patel was like a half inch taller than him, and I was shocked. I was like, he's that tiny? Because that guy's fucking minute.
Oh my god!
I didn't realize that, because like he frames himself, Rogan does, like he's tiny. He's like 5'4" or some shit like that.
I mean, I get it. I put myself behind a desk on this podcast to hide my body. He just does it to hide his height.
Yeah.
Not the same thing. Different levels, man.
But we all saw, what was the sitcom he was in?
Newsroom?
Yeah, we all saw Newsroom. What are
he
we
was
hiding?
Unfunny back then.
What are we?
News Radio.
News Radio. There we go.
Was there one called Newsroom? Or am I...
Yeah, there was.
Okay,
I think that was a different thing.
Okay, all right. I News Radio. That's what it was. Okay, Andy Dick was on that show too, right?
Oh yeah, he was. Oh, talk about another piece of shit.
Yeah, big time. And you know what? He got passes for so fucking long, and now people are just so tired of his bullshit. Which sucks because like he's friends with like punk rockers and shit that I like, and I hope that those dudes aren't like welcoming him in to like. Shit, because he's a repeat offender.
Yep.
Like you can only throw that shit on addiction so many times before people read through your bullshit.
Yep.
So yeah, no, fuck Andy Dick.
Well, it's
he was never that funny anyway.
No.
It's amusing because the last people to basically say, "All right, Andy Dick, you can come hang out with us, and we'll try to make you some money," are those in real life streamers. The ones that like go out and do pranks, and
like Rampage Jackson.
He's like the Rampage. That whole scene.
That scene. Yeah, that's what I wasn't trying to be funny. Him or that iShow Speed or who's.
Well, no, these not like the big names.
Oh, you.
These are like small time creators who are like, come with us in a Winnebago and we'll live stream it. We'll give you a bunch of drugs and you can harass people and it'll be hilarious. And then he gets beat up on camera.
I was going to say, now I've changed my tune a little bit.
I didn't hear the whole product before I judged.
So that's on me.
Now I'm in. And if Rampage Jackson is doing the ass kicking, that would be funny.
It was not Rampage that Jackson. Sucks. It was Rando's.
Was it the ghost of Kimbo Slice?
Yes. The ghost of Kimbo Slice is responsible for all beatings on the internet.
That would be a really good band name, though. The
ghost of Kimbo Slice.
Yes, dude. There was a band from Athens for a long time called the Ghost of Asa Phelps. They were really good. They were friends of mine. They were like good punk band. And like, but yeah, the Ghost of Kimbo Slice is a really good. Or if that was just like somebody else's rap moniker, the Ghost of Kimbo Slice. That'd be so dope.
I feel that has too many syllables.
No, like it's like it like an alter ego, like how ODB had alter egos, or RZA has alter egos. You know, like
he's
like
haunting on this beat.
Yeah. Or like how there's Eminem and there's Slim Shady. You know.
Okay, and like Jennifer Lopez and Jenny from the Block.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
except I'm rooting for Ghost of Kimbo Slice whenever he comes to be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Not her.
No.
Actually, I know a guy that might be perfect for him. I'll have to pitch it to him. just because he has Kimbo Slice like facial hair.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah. I'll keep that in the back pocket. That's the shirt ideas is going to have to go off the whiteboard, and business ideas for other comedians will go up.
Yeah, we're 2 for 2 now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There we go. So how much of Jennifer Lopez do you see in the pop culture that you consume now? Is it just her businesses, or is she still popping up at other, because I honestly have not been aware of her activities in quite some time.
she's in my meme lexicon now. Like, that's it. That's all I see is like just Ben Affleck being upset that he was with her again.
Yep. No, not in much of my media anymore. That's by design. Built that algorithm brick by brick.
Anti J-Lo.
But mostly, yeah, her businesses, because I am a huge cosmetics nerd.
Okay.
And she keeps launching beauty and makeup brands that no one wants. And like her personal makeup artist has like spun off his own brand that nobody gives a shit about. And he keeps marketing off of her like, oh, you want to look like J-Lo? Then like use my products. And you're like, are people that dumb?
Yeah.
That they're like, this will make me look like Jennifer Lowe.
Like, here's the thing. Unless you get like an actual person like who fucking like, loves makeup and like actually gets into like the making of it and like making their own, mm-hmm. like that kind of person, you'd be like, all right, yeah, you know what, I will follow your small brand that you obviously took time and effort, not like a product that you put your name on and approved. Yeah. Like, blow me.
No,
get the fuck out of here.
It's absolutely a cash grab of just not like slapping her name on anything.
Yeah.
And listen, if I love a celebrity enough, I will accept a cash grab. I bought Dolly Parton's banana bread mix. Sue me.
That's fine.
Sue me. I love Dolly Parton.
That's any American would do that. Any real American would do that. Mm-hmm.
That's so, patriotism.
Yeah, absolutely it fucking is.
Yeah.
But I do not want $55 face cream. Gwen Stefani was another one, too, that you're like, you've never like spoken about how much you want to develop a product. You're just like, yeah, I would like some money, please.
Now, and look,
being married to Blake Shelton isn't doing it.
Look what circle she runs in now. She's, she went full on grifter,
mm-hmm.
dude. Like, she exhausted. I mean, I was making a joke about it the other day. I forget who I said it to. I was like, do you think it was it you, Sheer? I said, do you think it was Gavin Rossdale in a dress that made her fucking turn right wing? You think that that's like, it was like a 20-year fucking.
Yes, it was me. And I said, no, it was hanging out with the dance hall people.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because they're all really homophobic.
Yeah.
Not the dance hall crashers.
No, that's
I know, different. I know. Good band.
It's interesting that you bring up Gwen Stefani, though, because, now it's kind of making me see this in a different light, because it's less of a love of the product and more, or just, I'm going to put my name on as many things as I can and mm-hmm. try to get people to buy a little piece of me.
Yep.
Just in different forms.
And mm-hmm. see, I go back to Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, at least she's just selling her vagina rocks and candles and fucking whatever the fuck else she sells.
And she was so woo-woo about it. I believe that she believes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That some of this work.
Like, yeah. Like, by all means, like, if it works for you, fucking do it. If you're not hurting anybody, fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not. She's just making money. So, and if somebody's dumb enough to buy it, that's on them. That's not on her.
Mm-hmm.
That's on that.
But Gwen Stefani being like, hey, we know what this market needs? Another red lipstick. And we're like, oh.
I hope next year she brands her like own Ash Wednesday Dang. Fucking bullshit. That would be awesome.
The Ash Wednesday smoky
yeah,
eye.
Dude. That would be fucking dope as shit. I might turn
serve
Catholic
and serve the Lord.
It's hella good.
I feel like that should be the new slogan for the Unitarian Church. Do you want to serve and serve the Lord? but oh Jesus, that's funny. But no, it's very bizarre. She even has a. What is a Spritz brand?
Oh,
a Spritzer.
Yeah.
A Venetian wine-based cocktail. Oh.
Ugh.
So she's selling booze.
And like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, dude, that bitch is stuck in the 90s. Wine spritzers have not been popular since mm-hmm. the fucking 90s.
Yep.
take your fucking alcoholic pop that is now White Claw, because everything tastes like static. Mm-hmm. Everything we get is static.
I yearn for the days of flavored still water. I thirst.
Now it all just tastes like acid and copper.
I'm like, oh, did a filling come loose?
Were you?
Nope, just cloud seeding again.
Just not.
Did you buy those big, like, 1 liter bottles from Aldi that had, like, the flavored?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. God, I forgot about those. I like carbonated water, though. I always have. So mm-hmm. We actually had a guest on here a few months ago, and he brought on, and I bought the Liquid Death version of it and sitting in my fridge, mm-hmm. but it's Dr. Pepper flavored carbonated water.
Yes.
And it was fucking phenomenal.
Yes.
It was like a 3-year-old can that he brought us. And he was like, I was saving this for a special occasion. And I tried it. It was
this
fucking
champagne.
Awesome. It was so good. So I bought, I haven't drank it yet, but there is a Liquid Death one. I almost said Dr. Death here.
I think it is called Dr. Death.
No, it's Liquid Death.
Oh no, but like the flavor is called Dr. Death, I think.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would also make sense.
Because I also love it because
you drink it.
Oh my God. I love
it. Is it lit?
I like it a lot.
All right, cool.
I am a huge I don't drink alcohol. So like soda was always like my thing. Like, yeah. Ooh. Talk about something I could love on for I could let the love throw
flow
through
me. I have like 6-12 packs in my fucking fridge right now.
Regional sodas. Oh, I love them.
Cotton Club 50/50 over fucking Squirt any day of the week, mm-hmm. because it was made in Detroit, or was it made here? Sure. Where was Cotton Club? Was it here or Detroit?
Yeah, it was here.
Okay.
But there's mm-hmm. They also have like bottling plants up north. Because
mm-hmm. Well, I think Faygo acquired them, if I'm not mistaken. I believe Faygo acquired Cotton Club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive of that.
Yes. Yeah, so
yes.
That Dr. Death,
yeah,
is right. It's that, to me, Dr. Death is still Steve Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who mm-hmm. is a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
But now a new mm-hmm. generation of people will forget mm-hmm. about him. Thanks to capitalism.
She just got fucking real sad real quick.
I love regional.
Everything's declining. Everybody's going to forget who Dr. Death was. It is a shame.
I was not raised in a pro wrestling house, so this is all.
Yeah.
But
you were
raised.
That's what we do here.
You were raised in a regional soda house. So
oh,
what?
I've described to people before. I'm like, oh, what part of Ohio am I from? I'm like, okay, so I'm south of the ski line, but north of the AL8 line. And other soda heads are like, oh, I'm pinning it down. Which is fucking crazy.
I used to be obsessed with trying as many different energy drinks as I could.
Mm.
And then everything just started tasting like crushed up pills. So I was like, this is not worth it. Now I just have the one.
Yeah, and he's been drinking. He's on like a decade of that now. Like, that is what that man mm-hmm. drinks.
I always like to ask energy drinks, but how do you feel about balls?
I liked the feeling of the balls on my hands as I was raising it to my lips. It had a very bumpy for somebody's pleasure.
Uh-huh. And you have to do it in the checkout line, of course, in front of everybody. That's part of the thrill.
Yeah. We sold balls at the 7-Eleven I worked at for a while, and mm-hmm. it was always like the low light of the evening when somebody...
He would just drag those balls across the counter.
Clang, 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 clang.
That particular time in my life also...
My nuts were pierced, everybody. Whatever.
No, it's related. So when I hear clink, 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 what I think of is the people that I hung out with when I was working at 7-Eleven all had dick piercings. And instead of knocking on the door, they would clink, 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 clink on the window. So when I hear that's what I think of.
What's that? Is it Meet Me in St. Louis where they're like, dang, dang, dang goes the trolley. Clink, 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 clink goes the dick.
We're not going to top that. Caitlin, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Caitlin with two I's, spelled Caitlin CaitlinWithTwoIs. It is literally Caitlin with two I's. And Facebook at Caitlin Minoski, YouTube at Caitlin Minoski, and TikTok at Caitlin.comedy.
And you can catch her live. She is very active, and I will be seeing her next month in Sketch Battle. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Jennifer Lopez as much as Caitlin Minoski.
No, there is another.
And scene. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face. Feed me loving ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniel's his drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches. And I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.